The panel talk was sponsored by the Commons at Brattleboro Weekly. It drew more than 100 people, some of whom had spent years trying to shut the nuclear plant down. Vernon Representative Mike Hebert told the crowd that it's time to move beyond those differences and think about the region's needs.
And that would require that we, all parties sit down, whether you're pro-Entergy or opposed to Entergy. We need to sit down, have a real dialogue, and represent our concerns to Entergy as a group. And I do believe that's possible.
Hebert said Vernon has already begun working with Entergy on tax stabilization and other issues related to the closing. Panelist Pat Moulton-Paldon of the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation says her group has also talked with plant officials. Moulton says Yankee's closing will only worsen the region's existing problems, low wages, low productivity, and a dwindling population. But she said the good news is that organizations like the BDCC have been bringing communities together to confront the problems.
We have a lot of work ahead. We need to continue to think regionally, leverage our regional assets, and keep in mind this is a marathon, not a sprint.
A major concern is the potential loss of about 600 of the region's highest paid workers along with their families. Studies show the loss would ripple and multiply through the region's economy. Entergy's strategy for dismantling the plant could help determine how big that loss will be. The company has a choice of decommissioning the plant immediately or putting it in safe store. That process would delay dismantling for up to 60 years. Windham Regional Commission Director Chris Campney said about half the plant's workforce would remain in Vernon for up to a decade if the plant is decommissioned right away.
But of course what Yankee has said they're going to do from the outset is safe store.
The Windham Commission hopes to convince the Public Service Board that decommissioning and not safe store would be the best for the region. Entergy has filed an amended application with the board to operate until December 2014. Campney says the board could issue a permit with conditions specifying how and when decommissioning will take place. But Hebert, the Vernon representative, said he'd rather work directly with Entergy.
At the announcement of the coming shutdown, the representatives for VY were very positive and talking about they wanted to leave on a high note and they wanted to do things the right way.
Hebert says he believes the company will be a willing partner in talks about the region's concerns. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keith.